Hello everybody, this is Gosia from Cosmic Agency. In this video, I want to mainly address myself to the UFO researchers and UFO so-called authorities in the world. But of course, not only. This video to all of you, who do listen to this information presented in this channel, and perhaps to those who don't know yet what this is all about. Well, first, the good news. We have resumed the contact with the Tagetan crew. Yes, they are in communication again in the low Earth orbit right now as we speak on board one cruiser, one ship. So this is good news. We will continue sharing the information what we already have and then adding on any new topics. So this is all great news. However, it is great news. However, continuing with the topics and continue presenting you with the information, with such detailed information on so many topics, comes with a bit of a contemplation. And this contemplation is not necessarily only coming from me. I am mostly inspired by our Tagetan crew expressing their growing frustration and annoyance with the fact that despite them, Tagetan race, Tagetan crew, being the noisiest, basically the noisiest team, extraterrestrial team out there right now, not many people are listening and not many, let's call it, serious researchers are taking this seriously enough. In the last 30 years or so, or even more, the Tagetan crew right now is the noisiest, the most out there extraterrestrial race to have ever interacted in this time period, or even more, with the human race. This is a very serious experience we are having, and researchers completely ignore even the remotest possibility of this being real. Now, what am I talking about? I don't know exactly who is watching these videos. Anybody could be watching these videos and take this very, very, very seriously. However, I'm just talking now in general terms. In fact, our Tagetan friends have expressed to us that if it wasn't for us, a few lonely, disinterested, voluntary people, like me and Robert, for example, they would have dropped this contact and this communication altogether. Now, I want you to listen very carefully, especially you, the UFO researchers, the UFO figures and authorities, and all of you out there, UFO experts in the field who are supposedly examining and studying and researching this field. Some of you, I don't know how many years, examining cases, looking at evidence, looking at information, looking at sightings, looking at contact stories. Listen very, very, very carefully. All of you already know that the extraterrestrials are out there and they are actually here, right here among us, very close to Earth, some of them walking on Earth together with us. So with that being stated and with that being established as a fact, because it is established a fact already by you, the next step is to assume, correct, that those extraterrestrial beings will at some point engage in a communication with the humans on the surface, on the Earth. They are just right there in the orbit, right in front of your noses. You see them and you study them every day. There are millions of UFO sightings. Now, let's try to examine what's happening here, because what's happening here with this contact is that one of those crews that are orbiting the Earth right now are actually talking to us and passing thorough, detailed, very unusual and unique information on so many different subjects. Now, the problem here seems to be the internet, the medium of this contact is the internet. As we know, this medium is full of stories, full of fake stories, full of garbage, full of nonsense, full of half-truths mixed with truths. So, of course, many of the researchers will dismiss this medium of the possible communication as fake, another story out there. However, they are not considering the possibility of all the valid reason there could be behind this and not other type of communication. Now, you have to remember that a lot of what's happening on the internet, a lot of garbage being put out there is done on purpose and has been done on purpose precisely for this reason. So that when the genuine and true, authentic extraterrestrial tries to communicate this way with the human race, it will be automatically dismissed as nonsense. Now, extraterrestrials have been contacting people through the internet, trying to reach the masses, not just Tibetans, for many, many years, even before YouTube. Let me now quote one of our Tibetan crew members here. Contacting people over the internet was done years ago, when no one here understood the politics of places like YouTube, and that so many fakes made it virtually impossible for the real ones to be seen. This also as a government operation to hide the extraterrestrials in plain sight, because they knew at some point they might want to communicate with the humans through the internet. So let's just load the internet with full of crap, so then the humans will not be able to discern the true original contact. So it's all lost in the midst of garbage stories. However, and despite this situation, they have been trying to reach us. They are reaching out. They are reaching with their hands full of information. Ask us anything. We will tell you. We will tell you what we know, apart from the stuff that they cannot tell. There is some delicate information they are not allowed to reveal. But basically, they are reaching out. They are doing their best with the medium they can. And in return, they receive a lot of insults, accusations, questionings, and etc. They are basically tired and annoyed with this whole situation. And even though, yes, they admit and they understand there is a lot of garbage on the internet, it's hard to discern. But then, in that case, if the researchers and so-called UFO authorities are not willing to examine this case any further, then they are basically closing down this operation. And now they are not referring specifically to us, they are referring to generally contacting people through the internet. Okay, if the internet is not the right medium, okay, because there are a lot of fakes out there, so it's just cannot be discerned what is right and what is wrong, even though if you just look at the information, you will be able to discern, you'll be able to use your mind and head and reason, and you'll be able to see that there is something truly outstanding going on here. Examine the information. But okay, if there's no one willing to do that because right away it's dismissed because of the medium, the internet, then okay, the operation closed. The termination of the project. Okay, the contact must wait a future moment where perhaps another means of contacting the humans emerges, more acceptable to the researchers. And it's a shame because, you know, they are realizing that contacting us through the internet, humans through the internet, is in a way weakening its credibility because of what internet represents, being so loaded with so much. And they have no other means at the moment to prove anything beyond the information being the greatest proof itself of something going on. So if they are not allowed, because they have to obey and act within certain regulations. And as you see, no other extraterrestrials, not just them, is giving any specific concrete proof of their existence and of the contact. If it's not happening, then there must be a deeper reason for that, right? Okay, so as they say here, as we have no way to prove anything whatsoever in the lines of what the humans want, then it is useless to continue to insist in being heard while these contact parameters and rules remain standing. As you see, we have certain contact parameters and rules here, which they need to obey. And even though they have these rules and these parameters and these tight, very tight protocols, they're still doing their best. They're trying all kinds of loopholes to reach the humanity. Internet is that loophole. Wake up, people. This is it. The internet is a technology available to us on Earth, and according to the laws of the Federation, you can reach the evolving civilization with the means available to that civilization, which is internet. Okay, there is a lot of garbage out there, but examine this case. At least look at what's being said in the videos. I feel very bad for them because they are really trying their best. They are really trying what they can to talk to humans, to say hello, to pass the information, to say anything. And especially it's so frustrating with the UFO researchers because all of them out there are debating the UFO cases. They're already on board, so to speak. They should already have an open mind to acknowledge the fact that the ETs are out there talking to people. Why not? They're just there. They are operating the ships. Someone is there, right? There's an intelligent person operating the ships, and that intelligent person will want to say something to the race below. So wake up, researchers. This is not 60s and 70s anymore. We are beyond those old cases. Let's not study Roswell anymore. Let's not keep looking at those old UFO crashes that have nothing to do with what's happening today. Come on. As they say here, I'm gonna quote again. We are pioneers in using social media for interaction, as it still maintains satisfactorily some of the no interference laws, such as the Prime Directive. We are conscious that this means of communication is compromised and is taken as an excuse for seeing all this as false, especially when there are so many false aliens in the internet, rendering this system, for now, not trustworthy from the point of view of the so-called serious UFO researchers. We, from our targeting point of view, now understand this media is limited by the facts stated above. So all the project has been terminated until new rules and perhaps another more advanced media can be implemented. Now, they are referring not to this project with my channel and Robert's channel, but generally contacting people through the internet until new rules and perhaps more advanced media and protocols can be implemented. But for now, they cannot be. This was it. This is it. They are speaking to us through the mediums, through the medium available to us at the moment. And they are not the only species talking to humans by the internet, by the way, and they are not even the most numerous one. There are other races that continue to talk to people through the internet, and they will continue doing so. I'm here only speaking for Taygetans, basically. And it's very frustrating because we are here with this opportunity, one in a lifetime perhaps opportunity, who knows, to hear what they have to say. If you are following this channel, you saw me interact live with Dor Kalel. He was there answering all the live questions. That was amazing. It was a truly historic moment. Is anybody listening? Is anybody taking this seriously enough? Look at what's going on here. Now, before they look at what's going on here, they are going to come up with all kinds of excuses. So, of course, they're going to say it's a government plot. Now they're going to say it's an artificial intelligence and all kinds of other excuses. And that's what they are. They are basically excuses. Because before reaching these kinds of conclusions, we should, perhaps, if we are wise enough and thorough enough, to look at the videos and the information first before reaching any types of conclusions. I'm not going to go over the points why I believe this is not a government plot or artificial intelligence and so forth. I did this already in other videos, but very fast, perhaps for those of you who haven't watched the previous videos and if you are watching this now for the first time, the information here presented is for you to look at your own inner power, is to look to yourself for all the force and all the strength and all the authority, okay? It's not to look to any government. This information is taking you away from the government. It's not supporting and it's not standing by any specific country's policies or its government. It's not promoting any specific country or its politics. It is not a government plot because they have better ways and much better ways to dismiss the extraterrestrial topic and to affect the human perception of the extraterrestrials. They wouldn't be looking to the few YouTubers with, I don't know, 20,000 subscribers. And last, it is us who volunteered with this project, with this YouTube channel, to share this information. If not, if it wasn't for our free will to do what I'm doing, we probably would be still talking somewhere privately with them and you would never know. So what kind of government would invest so much time and so many people and so much energy and attention into two private people? That makes no sense. That never share anything with the public. Again, we are sharing this because we wanted to. No one has ever asked us to do this. We were never pressured into this. We were never ordered to do this. It is our own free will to share what is passed to us. Now, AI. That's another ridiculous claim. AI. They are the first ones to actually warn us of the dangers of the invasive artificial intelligence, and they have been videos done on this topic, and I will continue to make some other videos about this. Second of all, they are highly emotional race. We have been with them for over 2 years and we have witnessed them sharing with us their private lives, their private emotions, their private sentiments. They are highly emotional and sensitive. They have distinctive personalities, each one of them, and we have talked to about 15 or more of them, and all of them have very distinct personalities, just like people, because that's what they are. They are people. Third of all, we heard one of them, Dor Kalel, on the audio. We had the audio interaction with them. And also, something I have never actually expressed and shared with you, maybe one day I will, we actually interacted with one of them physically, but I don't want to go into this right now. But we saw that person live in front of us. And then, AI. What kind of AI is going to give so much metaphysical and spiritual and empowering information on so many different topics of life? This is just beyond what any artificial intelligence is capable of doing and willing of doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, they are right now in the Earth orbit around 500 kilometers up, geocentric orbit at 7.9 kilometers per second, semi-equatorial. So again, the history is being made just in front of us. And you just need to look at the constant flow of the information that is coming and that we keep sharing in both our channels. And I am still way behind of what I am to share with you. Very, very, very near, in the very near future, I am going to share with you probably more on free energy, more on 12-based mathematics that is actually the language of the ether itself. And that is going to rewrite our perception of mathematics. I myself have no access to this kind of information. This is being given to us, and us objectively looking at all this for 2 years, we have reached the conclusion that this is what it is pointing to be, a real case of the extraterrestrial race contacting the humans from the orbit. Is very easy for them to do. There is no gain on their side to be doing what they are doing. They keep feeding us, and it's never ending, with very detailed scientific, technical, metaphysical information on all topics, okay? They have nothing to gain from this on their side You have to admit something truly is happening here. Something truly unusual is going on here. And the UFO researchers, if they are seriously interested in uncovering the truth and reaching the truth, they should be carefully, very carefully looking at what's happening here and looking at all the information presented. This is not a joke. This is too big of a project already to be a joke. You must admit, and you can't deny it, that at least something very unusual is happening. And just maybe for that very reason, it needs your further attention. If you call yourself a researcher, a UFO enthusiast, this is your duty. This is your duty to look at what is going on in this case. It needs further attention of any serious UFO investigator. If they are what they say they are, because many of them are paid operatives. And that's another story. That's another story. But if in your heart you truly care about unraveling the UFO mysteries and the extraterrestrial presence and engagement with the humans, then I think what's happening here needs their attention and careful, very careful examination. And now we are not asking, and they are not asking anybody to follow blindly. No, they don't want blind followers. We have enough of that already in the world with the religions, with the governments, etc. They at least want someone to seriously look and examine what's happening. I don't know how many times I have to say this. Look at what's happening. Look at the videos. Look at information. This is not normal stuff. This is not a usual new age channel that just gives you information to comfort your soul in the ascension process. This is a hardcore stuff. You know, it's so frustrating because recently I saw a Facebook page of one of those UFO investigators. I'm not going to say who. And that person published a post to some video or the article, I'm not sure, but the title was, "They have never left, they have always been here," or something like that. And I actually posted the comment under this video saying, yes, they have never left, they have always been, they are here and they are talking to us. Hello, can you look at the video? I've been telling you, they are here and talking to us. This researcher has never paid attention to what I'm saying. I'm being dismissed. Because why? Because it is done by the internet? Ridiculous. But well, if they think it's ridiculous, if the contact cannot be made by the internet, then okay, then no more internet communication with the humans. That's not the right means. Well, okay, so then we are losing the opportunity here. Okay, now one of our Tigetan friends also expressed her frustration here with one of the researchers, and she was saying how pathetic their conclusions and questions are. High-level people, authorities in UFO field, and they are stuck on the 1980s level. They ask 1980s types of questions, like for example, how can a pilot in such a craft withstand the g-forces of a high-speed hypersonic 90 degrees turn? And she says old types of questions, and this made me laugh here. She says, "We give those answers for breakfast every day. We are here, but no one is listening." And of course, you are listening, our followers are listening, but now we are talking in more general terms, because hey, we are here, we are listening, you are listening, but this is not enough. We are just 20,000 people and millions should be watching, and especially those ones supposedly who call themselves UFO researchers. So they continue to say here, "We are here being nosy, and those researchers are stuck at old questions. Come on, soon we'll be publishing videos on free energy and 12-based math. Hello, anybody out there truly interested in UFOs and the extraterrestrials, or is it just for the show? Or is it just, sorry for being sarcastic, but this is the video I wanted to make. As Dale Harder said, these people, some of these people, I'm not saying all of them, for sure there are true genuine researchers, but many of them are just interested in this as business. They are making books, they are making congresses, they are making workshops, and they are not interested to know what's really happening. Why? Because once the truth comes out and the greater and the most direct contact is made, they are out of business. They're out of business because they are making money debating. They are making money debating the topic. No. Once this is unraveled, they have nothing more in this business. There's no place for them anymore. I'm sorry, but that's the truth, and I am just quite frustrated, to be honest, for the human race, because I know we are passing up a great opportunity here. And hey, I'm not saying this because I am blindly following what they say. We have been doing this with them for over 2 years, and we have very objectively looked at this, me and myself and Robert and other people also, at this case. I mean, we're not 18 years old, we're not children, we are not dumb. We are not easily led just by anybody saying anything. We have had many UFO stories told to us in our history, you know, in our life. But you know, looking at all the evidence in this case, meaning the information, the contact with them, the whole experience with them being the evidence itself. Looking at that objectively, what we have learned in those 2 years, we have come to the conclusion this is what it claims to be. There's no other more rational, reasonable, logical, common sense explanation. Hello. Now, I want to quote one more paragraph what they said. This is what they said. We are not hiding. It is you there who are not looking. And stop going to the governments and to the military to seek confirmation. We are just waiting for the whistleblowers, military whistleblowers, to tell us the truth. Of course, they will not confirm anything. You don't need governments to validate anything. They do not work for you. They work for themselves. With that, I don't want to dismiss all the whistleblowers out there. Grow up and make up your damn mind. Be responsible for your own decisions and thoughts. That's why you are in so much trouble today, nowadays, because you delegate everything to authority figures who have nothing but their own agendas in mind. And stop looking for lights in the sky at night. They mean close to nothing, validates nothing. That's not my words, that's them speaking, okay? I repeat. And stop looking for lights in the sky at night. They mean close to nothing, validates nothing. The night sky is filled with drones nowadays. And terrestrial-looking aircraft not necessarily are human. The real answers come from inside, from an awakening of consciousness, from using your own reason and going beyond government and religious, rigid, scientific dogmas. Okay, people, and all the UFO researchers who might be listening at this point, and all of you who are participating in this with me in this amazing journey. Listen, you are participating in something truly historical. I really, really completely believe this in all my heart. The Tigetanus Pleiadians are out there leaking the information to us. To us, basically now, because we are almost the last one standing, so to speak, who are willing to listen to them and who gave them a chance, who gave them the opportunity. So they are leaking the information to us, through us, in our channels, and we will continue to do so. With that being said, I just want to clarify one more point. Remember this information in our channels, this is not a new age soft stuff just to comfort you during the difficult times, which that too. However, this is Tigetan race speaking to the human race through me, through Robert, through Dale, ordinary people, just because that's what we are. I am no scientist, I am no engineering. So that's what it is. But we are going to give scientific and technical information beyond other information, because they are talking to the human race in general. It's two races communicating, well, it's Thaiketan race communicating to our race. So that's why the types of subjects that we are giving, we want to give hardcore subjects, because again, this is not just a new age fuzzy stuff. This is another race who is 800,000 years more advanced than ours, giving their technology, giving their knowledge, giving their information to the human race, who is so much more behind. This is them addressing us on a global scale. So thank you very much to all of you who are listening. I encourage all of you who are not listening yet to consider the information, to consider what's happening, to examine a bit more closely what is going on. And I don't really want to say thanks for listening, because it's not that we are doing them, the Thaiketans, any favor by listening. We are not doing them any favor. We are doing the favor to ourselves by listening. So thank you very much for listening, and for your open heart and open mind, in the name of the human race. But apart from that, it is rather us here on Earth who need to thank them, the Thaiketans in the orbit, who are patiently and courageously doing so much work and continuing to give this information to the human race despite so many obstacles and despite such difficult reactions at times, and despite so many struggles, and despite humans questioning their integrity and questioning who they are, we need to thank them for their ongoing assistance on all levels, including this, and their determination to continue helping our greatly unprepared yet race. Thank you for watching. Until the next video.